Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
It's a Friday, and that means in the second hour is the open line. Any and everything you want to discuss, give us a shout.
No man. Is it a setup or kanjani? Which Play-Doh Umpo will know all these movies and clues. Usol kanda lukewarmish. Umfundo nothing. Nothing. 0 out of 10. Usol maybe Simkaya 14 years 30. Umpo. Excel or maybe vele nje injalo lento abafrustani nje.
It's not a setup at all, but the beautiful thing is it just speaks to the wide array of people that we have as part of the team. Some poor nosies because she's always watching movies with the kids.
Yes,
but also she just loves movies in general. Saul knows some of these because he's in touch with youth culture and sometimes he knows music.
And I don't live with my child.
Mbundo doesn't do any of those things. doesn't watch movies, doesn't listen to music, so she just doesn't know. So, yeah, it's we definitely don't plan it, but it just so happens that we've got such a wide array of people that they represent different sectors, I guess.
Caesar, I want to find out who appointed AfriForum to be ambassadors of South Africa, because what they did was absolutely incorrect, and they say that they were representing us.
Nobody did. So to answer your question, nobody did. But AfriForum always said that they represent the interest of the Afrikaner community, right? And so if they see fit through personal relationships, by the way, because it was not a diplomatic mission that they went on. It was purely in a personal relationship that they got to go to the White House and meet up with, we understand, the president of the USA. I haven't seen a picture of it. They could be lying, but they did say that they were at the White House and they did meet up with the president, Asazig. What's interesting is that our own ambassador, right, to the US in South Africa, does not have these ties to the new administration. So he himself could not go and meet up with Donald Trump.
But they've been posting so many pictures. If they had one with Trump or they met Trump, they definitely would take the opportunity of grabbing a pic. So I doubt they met him.
Yeah, I think Bashang would kind.
Of course.
To be quite honest, it's propaganda. But yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Sees the World. Today on the open line, I just have two questions. Maybe I've missed it. One, Indabaga JJ, did she end up going on a date with one of those guys, and who? And did she provide feedback? Two, how does one get to be part of the DJ team of Kai FM, like Abo Edsoul and stuff?
Yes, so Julia Joseph did end up going on the date exactly 7 days ago, so last week Friday. You can watch it on our website, kai959.co.za. The person that she went on a date with was the GTI guy.
Yeah, Litabo, he's his name.
Yeah, from Limpopo, not Limpopo, sorry, Mpumalanga. So yeah, I mean, go see how the date went. And then Ed Soul is actually part of our staff. He's part of the technical team, production team. He just happens to DJ. But yeah, I'm assuming maybe you're a DJ yourself. If you want your mixes to get featured, they need to submit them to the guys in the afternoon, which is 959 Drive. I think every Friday they've got an opportunity for you to mix. Angazi, if it's anything else.
Hey, CJ. Red and yellow. Yes, we were talking about Damatesk Lao McDonald. I born Abantana Mele, but Halalam Taloloyan, Uguya Kaya, Oksuga Kaya, Bias Colwin. Magatta, the Minister of Education, Ushelli, like Mateskin, but as an age one barefoot, as if that is the greatest thing that they've ever done. You, I, as only the pump and a summoned upon a Lamatesk in Mara, but look, Miss Amma Great One, Gosiam. Ay guys, na yikole na kuzani bo. I'm kavava. Ay government data. Ay guys, na yantanda bantana betu shem. Awa mabi. I'm a desk. Sorry, school bag desk. Go na logo. Yo.
Yeah, no, we did a show about this already. You can catch it on our podcast, also on kaya959.co.za.
Open line on kaya959.
Anything you want to discuss, give us a shout. So, since it is open line, is Arthur really dating Kelly Kumalo, or is it a publicity stunt?
Hey, Angazi, Marunus Bean. If it's true, Angazi.
We should call him, actually. I got his number. And Arthur gets up early, well. He's a business person.
Yeah.
So we should just call him and just tell him, hey, confirm Allah or deny.
Sumbuza 9-9. Nine, nine.
Nine. Hi, Sister World. No soul lab. I'm afraid to tremble from Gafis. I'm going to salute about Fetri. I'm not sure about Fetri number. I want to say good news. KFM is number one. But Fetri is not a good news. Because it's a good news. KFM is not a good news. Thank you about Fetri Tembalo from Gafis.
Hola, Mtimba. Thank you very much.
I would like to know, to those that drive these Chinese cars, like your Cherries or Modas, Jayco's, are they really that fuel hungry, or it's just the hype around them?
Well, I don't know. I've never driven one. But I know the GWM Bucky, right? Mm. Apparently those ones are really fuel hungry.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought it's Chinese. It's all about efficiency. Then why would people buy? Hey.
Yeah, so that one, but I've heard.
I drive a Korean one, very fuel efficient, super fuel efficient.
Sizwe, today on Open Line, I want to ask you something. I'm an Uber driver, right? So
yes, sir.
I want to know, because we did SARS clearance certificate. So I want to know if we as Uber driver or e-hailing drivers pay tax. Because I'm curious about it, Udi. They have to pay tax. They have to do this. So, hey, I don't want to be left behind with, hey, bro, you're owing this amount of money. So, yeah, I want to know if I pay tax. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Yes, sir. You should. So, generally, anybody that earns above a certain amount, roughly maybe, let's say, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 rand a month. If you earn above that, then you've got to pay tax. And that's called income tax, right? Pay as you earn. But also, it depends how your Uber business is set up. If, for example, you set up via a company, right? So you got a personal company that then does the Uber business, then that company needs to pay tax as well. So you have to file your tax returns. Depending on how much your profit is, then obviously they'll tell you it's okay, you should pay this much tax. If you obviously don't make enough profit, then you don't have to pay tax. But for your own personal income, yes, pay as you earn. Any amount of money that you make, it doesn't matter how you make it, even if it was illegal, by the way, right? You'd have to pay income tax. Let's say, for example, you were a drug dealer. Just an example. Then you'd have to pay income tax on you dealing drugs. Now, the fact that you're dealing drugs is another matter, because then you get arrested. But strictly speaking, SARS would still want to collect money from you because you generated revenue. It's funny, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Pablo Escobar. Pablo Escobar, at some point, he was making so much money, according to what I've read and what I've watched. So, yeah, he would have had to pay tax too, I guess.
Please let us know. Update, please, sees the world.
No, the guys got paid. Again, so that day, they got paid already. So, yeah, we'll see what happens after that.
Nasizwe, I just wanted to find out, hooray, this thing here, great dating, what's going on, Gayon? Is it legit? Was it something they're thinking about, or akin to a done deal? Well,
great 13. Hey, I've never heard anything about this one now. Hey. I'll get some more, Nick. Right now, though.
Guys, I have a question here. There's a lady I've been talking to. We met on social media. She gave me her numbers. So I'm about to take her out on a date on Sunday. So should I ask her if she has a man, a boyfriend, a partner, or should I just go with the flow? I need your input from you and Saul and the ladies, please.
She's already going on a date with you.
Yeah, go with the flow, bro.
What do you think that means? But okay, on the date, you must ask her, just to be clear.
And then what if she has a man and she's on her way out? Because remember, women do this thing of staying in a relationship, and then when you think she's still there, and then by the time I boom, Magdala, I boom.
Then he has a right to know, still. Because I mind you, so he told something in his offer. Hey, this is my wife, Uzotin.
Oh, say, okay, here she is. Talk to her. Because your wife agreed to come on a date with me.
Okay. I'm glad someone's been reasonable, Nina Genborn.
Losers.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.